Ruth Dudley Edwards joining us now as well. So there's a very stark message then from one of the Tory party's members. Sort your own problems out, essentially, Ruth, and you agree with them.
I do, Stephen. I mean, I am one of those people, few people living in England who care about Northern Ireland. And, I mean, I care enormously about Northern Ireland. I've spent years getting to know it, being involved with it, making friendships, hoping that it would sort itself out. And this makes me despair. I thought Nigel Mills was really very, very reasonable. I mean, people say to me so often in England, what are they doing in Northern Ireland? You know, why is that awful man with the beard lecturing us again, that man who was in charge of the IRA? They feel they sacrificed an enormous amount for Northern Ireland. They sacrificed their sons. They sacrificed enormous amounts of money. And they put up with seeing the Queen entertaining Martin McGuinness. They put up with all that. But they're fed up. They've had 4 years of austerity too. And they find the notion that a devolved government can't agree amongst itself and therefore says the answer is to go to mummy in England. They find it deeply, deeply offensive. And they're fed up. And there's an election coming up, as we know, in May. And I tell you, David Cameron knows he couldn't get away with giving special treatment to Northern Ireland anymore. People are just fed up. And there's a thing about the English. They're very tolerant, they're very decent, and there comes a moment when they say, that's enough.
Peter Bunting?
Well, I'm not getting into the political argument. Ruth Dudley has her own views. My difficulty is this. You can't build a society on a budget, which we're looking at next year, of another 160 million cuts, where we're going to have another 7,000 people cast on the unemployment, the labour exchange, where cuts are going to take place in road safety, in child protection. Bus services in 20 towns are going to be eliminated. These are the issues which we are facing. You can't build a society where further and higher education places are reduced because of the cuts in the education budget. You can't do it where the primary school kids can't even do the curriculum because we're going to lose 1,000 teachers. We're going to lose 1,000 teachers in education and 1,500 ancillary staff, where even the school meals are under attack. So that's not a vision of building a good society.
Yeah, but your
Northern
message...
Politicians are not in control of the fiscal issues...
But Peter, your message is very simplistic, isn't it? In fact, some people would say it's infantile, which is that you're representing 215,000 people and you're saying to these political parties in Northern Ireland, say no to every element of welfare reform. Say no to every element of the cuts. Get on the real planet, Peter.
Well, Stephen, hold on a second. Let's deal with the issues surrounding welfare reform. I accept that the welfare reform budget in the United Kingdom has soared to an extent. But let's analyse that. 38% of the entire UK budget goes to pensioners. Is there anybody advocating we cut the pensioners? I'm not, and certainly neither is David Cameron, because specifically, that's the largest cohort of people who vote. The next highest, sorry, just one second. The next highest is tax credits. 14% of that goes in tax credits. Why is tax credits? Because of the explosion of low pay. And what we're doing is we're adding to the corporate welfare bill. Nobody's mentioning corporate welfare in this argument, which subvents bad...
But what's your alternative? You can't just keep on saying no and threatening strikes. What is your alternative? You're explaining why you object to it, but what's your alternative?
Look, bad economics does not create a society where there's growth. What we have witnessed from austerity for the last 4 years, even in the United Kingdom where they've had a surge in employment, that's all in low pay or self-employed, we're getting over. You want me to give you some examples of where we can raise money. Let's get into the Googles, the Amazons, the Starbucks, who I'm sure Ruth would not agree they should all pay tax in Britain.
The government's already proposed to do that. The government's already proposed a 25% so-called Google tax.
Yeah, but it hasn't done it yet. It also has, by the way, when Nigel was on earlier, he referred to the economic crash. The economic crash was caused by bankers and speculators. It wasn't caused by us ordinary workers. So why should they lose their jobs or indeed lose
okay.
their public services?
And let's get in,
which we witnessed in Dalriada Hospital.
Well, let's get in, Peter, to the practical reality
no
then.
Hardness,
Let's get into the practical reality. You're threatening strike action. You represent nearly a quarter of a million people in this country. You're saying to the political party, say absolutely no to every element of welfare reform. Now, that means that the political parties here, that Northern Ireland PLC needs to build its own benefit system. How much is that IT system going to cost?
Well, let me just say to you, I think that's all a load of rubbish.
All right.
It has. Well, let me just, on a second now, Stephen, don't now just cast me aside like that. What I'm saying to you is the system in the United Kingdom, which cost $140 million and has failed to work, it should have 300, it should have somewhere in the region of 2.5 million people on it. And at this, to date, after 2 years working, it hasn't 15,000 people on it. So those are bad spending. I want an official public service delivering efficiently, delivering for the people. I want an educational service which has failed us here in Northern Ireland. We're divided at 4 years of age by religion, and at 11 years of age by class. Those are the issues we're affecting Northern Ireland. I want to build in Northern Ireland a good, sound, economic, stable society. But you can't build a stable society, and that includes all the elements of the peace as well, on a crumbling economic entity.
0845955678.
You can't build a healthy society with people who are completely irresponsible. If that's the kind of leadership the trade unions are getting in Northern Ireland, God help it. I hope that the decent people of Northern Ireland, who are in the majority, will reject the strike action, because the notion that when there isn't any money and hard decisions have to be taken, that what you do is cost the Exchequer even more money, that is not very good leadership.
Well Ruth, you deem yourself to be an historian, isn't that correct?
I am an historian.
Well, then you refer back to post-1945, where we were promised a land fit for heroes, for those who gave their lives in the two world wars. And that's where the National Health Service came about. And 3 times the deficit, by the way. That's when welfare came into being, from the cradle to the grave. That's where social housing came in. And that equally is where free education came in. All now being dismantled. So history tells
all of which,
that
all of which
things are possible.
They
are possible.
And the money to pay for.
I'm suggesting to you, the deficit was 3 times higher, and you should know this from your own history. And the difficulty is that where there's a will, there's a way. Britain is the 6th richest economy in the world. It should not be dismantling the health service. It should be not putting it out to privatisation. It should not be dismantling the welfare state, which are the protections we're given in the New Jerusalem.
Okay.
You know that.
Grady Horgan is from the University of Ulster. Are we a special case, Grady?
Well, whether we like it or not, Stephen, the people that we're talking about who are going to lose under welfare reform are the victims of the conflict. They're the people who are left disabled and in particular left with post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of the conflict. So the question is really, do we think we should abandon those people? We should abandon the people, you know, who lost husbands and wives, the people who were the victims of the Enniskillen bomb or the Oma bomb or any of those huge atrocities? And are we just going to abandon them and say, well, we don't, you know, we're going to cut you off your benefits, which is effectively what welfare reform is promising to do?
And yet you've heard the Tory MP, Nigel Mills, this morning. He's asking for a reassurance on behalf of what he describes as his English constituents that there's not going to be any more money offered to Northern Ireland.
Well, as I say, the question is Westminster saying that it's going to abandon the victims of the Troubles, because the reason that we have 10% of our population who are awarded GLA is because the special living allowance, is because we have higher levels of disability, and in particular mental health, as a result of severe mental health, I'm talking about, as a result of post-traumatic stress disorder, and those people are victims of the conflict.
Do you not accept that, Ruth?
I don't accept that they're being abandoned. There's no question about that. What Westminster is saying is, we are all having to cut back, we are trying to introduce welfare reform, which will be fairer, and actually give money to the people who truly need it, encourage those who can work to work, and we're not going to give you more money just like that. We expect you to decide on your own budget, to be grown up about it. And Westminster is not going to be telling anybody to cut back on the needy.
Yes, there.
There's no question about that. They have the local politicians have the job of taking the money that is available to them and sharing it out as fairly as they can. It's their job. That's what they're paid large sums of money for by the British taxpayer.
Ruth Dudley Edwards has lost the will to live, obviously, because she doesn't realise what's going on in the world. If there were no cutbacks in people not having in their welfare benefits, why then have we seen a huge rise in food banks, a huge rise in the people utilising food banks, people who can't even live? And on the news item earlier on this morning, it spoke about 3 million people across the United Kingdom can't put their heat on when they need it. That's the type of society that Ruth Dudley Edwards wants. Is it?
Our
fight has been very condescending to the poor and the marginalised, and indeed the working poor.
Go on, Ruth, you can respond to that.
She's never experienced it.
It's very easy slander. I'm merely saying that we live in a country that has a certain amount of money that is overspending, as Nigel Mills pointed out, by $90 billion a year, and this cannot go on, and that you don't have any more a special case. You already in Northern Ireland get more than 2,000 per annum, per capita, more than the English do. And their English are getting fed up with it. Times are hard, there isn't any more money, and it is actually, frankly, pathetic that the only thing that local politicians can agree on is that they'll hold out the begging bowl and say,
Hold out the begging bowl?
Because we wrecked the place. Now, please, Mummy, will you come and sort out the nursery?